Biden's Build Back Better budget includes amnesty for at least 7 million illegal aliens. By John Binder on October 28, 2021. President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act, a filibuster-proof $1.75 trillion budget reconciliation package, includes providing amnesty for at least 7 million illegal aliens. On Thursday, Democrats unveiled the reconciliation package that they negotiated with the Biden administration that includes a provision that will provide green cards and eventually naturalized American citizenship to millions of illegal aliens who can claim they entered the United States more than a decade ago. Specifically, the amnesty would change the Immigration Reform and Control Act's IRCA registry date so that illegal aliens could secure green cards so long as they can prove they arrived in the U.S. before January 1, 2010. As Breitbart News reported, the amnesty would allow close to 7 million illegal aliens, and potentially more, to get green cards and after 5 years begin applying for naturalized citizenship. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, figures from before 2010 estimated that about 11 million illegal aliens were living in the U.S. at that time. The amnesty is a Democrat strike against Senate parliamentarian Elizabeth McDonough, who ruled in late September that the provision was not suitable for a reconciliation package because it has little to do with budgetary matters, particularly for the donor class, investors, and the big business lobby. The amnesty would flood the U.S. labor market with millions of newly legalized foreign workers while shifting wealth to the nation's coasts, a boon for blue states and blue cities. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class toward employers and new rivals, research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has repeatedly found that amnesty for illegal aliens would be a net fiscal drain for American taxpayers while driving down U.S. wages. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants receive green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. From January to August alone, the latest estimates show that more than 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have been released into the U.S. interior by the Biden administration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.